Gillette presents The World Series. This is Mel Allen speaking from Yankee Stadium in New York. With me are Red Barber and Bill Corum. The three of us are here to give you an accurate eyewitness report of the fifth game in baseball's great 1942 classic. Your radio host is the Gillette Safety Razor Company, which brings you the Kentucky Derby, the football bowl game, all major boxing bouts, and many other events of national interest on its year-round cavalcade of sports. Today's presentation reaches listeners in North America through the combined facilities of the Mutual Network, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, and their affiliates. Our armed forces overseas receive it through shortwave stations WGEO and WGEA Schenectady and KGEI San Francisco. At the moment, the starting pitchers for today's game are warming up below our radio booth. The Yankees are finishing up their infield practice. And shortly, the fifth game of the World Series will be underway. The fifth game and possibly the last game. We'll have to wait and see. You know, there's a train leaving New York tonight at 8 o'clock. The St. Louis Cardinals will be aboard. But whether or not the New York Yankees and your broadcasters will be along depends on the ability of Red Ruffing to coax more magic out of his battle-scarred right arm. Yes, this veteran of six former World Series, holder of the World Series record for most pitching wins, seven, having gotten that seventh one in the opening game of this classic, will attempt to duplicate today his best series performance, which took place in 1938 against the Chicago Cubs, when Red Ruffing won two games. He'll have to, this year, if the series is to be resumed in St. Louis on Wednesday. Opposing the veteran will be young Johnny Beasley, who beat the Yankees 4-3 in the second game of the series in St. Louis. So much for the pitchers. Here are the lineup for today's game. For the St. Louis Cardinals, leading off, playing second base, Jimmy Brown, who has a series batting average of .235. Hitting second, playing center field, Terry Moore, a series batting average of .286. Batting third, playing right field, Enos Slaughter, who has a batting average on the series of .200. In the cleanup spot, playing left field, Stan Musial, hitting at .286 in the series. Following him in the batting order, catching, Walker Cooper, hitting at .235. Batting sixth, first base, Johnny Hopp, hitting at .214. Coming up in the seventh spot in the batting order, playing third base, Freddy Kowalski, hitting at .250. Batting eighth, playing shortstop, Martin Marion, hitting at .143. Occupying the number nine spot in the batting order, of course, in pitching, Johnny Beasley, who won 21 games and lost six during the regular season for the Cardinals, has won one and lost none in this series. For the New York Yankees, leading off, playing shortstop, Phil Rizzuto, hitting at .353 in the series. Batting second, playing third base, Red Ralph, currently hitting at .385. Coming up third, playing right field, switch hitter Roy Cullenbine, hitting at .333. In the cleanup spot, playing center field, Joe DiMaggio, hitting in the series at .353. Charlie Keller bats fifth, playing left field. His batting average for the series, .188. Following Keller in the batting order, playing second base, Joe Gordon. His batting average for the series, .077. Then comes Bill Dickey, catching, hitting at .333. Batting eighth, playing first base, Jerry Pretty, hitting at .143. Red Ruffing bats ninth, of course, is pitching. Won 14 and lost 7 on the regular season for the Yankees. Has won 1 and lost 1 in this series. And his batting average for the series, .167. The umpires, back to the plate, George Majakovs of the National League. At first base, Bill Summers of the American League. At second base, George Barr of the National League. And at third base, Cal Hubbard of the American League. So there are your lineup. The two pitchers are still throwing down below, getting ready. Billy Southworth just ran out of the Cardinal dugout to talk to Beasley for a moment. He stopped to talk to his manager. Red Ruffing easily warming up to the left of home plate as we look out into the field to the right of the Yankee dugout. The Yankee dugout being to our left, the Cardinal dugout to our right. The groundkeepers in their white uniforms are manicuring the infield, putting on the finishing touches, and it won't be long now before we'll get underway with the fifth game of the 1942 World Series. After the picture for today's game, well, just let me say this. Wires of congratulations have been pouring in from coast to coast for the splendid observations and keen analyses of Bill Corum throughout the series. And here he is again, the New York Journal-American fearless sports columnist, Gillette brilliant fabricated sports observer, Bill Corum.
Well, thank you an awful lot, and that was too kind of you. All I do is suffer out of a little experience in baseball, some 22 years, and a Cardinal rooter since I was a kid and a Yankee rooter ever since I came to New York, which must make me reasonably impartial, and I hope it does. Just before I came up here to your radio booth, I saw Cousin Ed Barra, who is Mr. Yankee himself in my book, big, solemn-faced, grim, standing down there at the lunch counter in the Stevens room. And I said to him, Cousin Ed, it looks a little bit dark for our side. And he said, not yet. These are still the Yankees, and I still think they're going to win. He said, if we win this ball game today, we'll go to St. Louis, and we'll win out there because the balls we hit up here Saturday that were caught were home runs. But he said, I want to say this is a great ball team we're playing. A bunch of real good kids who hustled all the time. And he said, those outfielders, the bigger they make the park, the better for them, which is so true. I told you several times that to me, the outfield play of Terry Moore in this series has been one of its brightest highlights. Picking up a few of the other players that have stood up, I said yesterday, Rizzuto, and he certainly has. He's been a pawn in the side of the Cardinal pitchers and a tremendous shortstop out there. Johnny Hopp, they say he's not a great first baseman. Perhaps he isn't a great first baseman. One of the Nebraska football hops, he's done a splendid job here. I don't know what a first baseman could do that he hasn't done. He stepped in place of Ray Sanders, who started the season as the Cardinals' regular first tracker and was all through that long drive to the pennant that they put on from August the 4th. As I said, he's one of the Nebraska football-playing hops. One of his brothers, Hippity, I believe they call him, is now with the Detroit Lions, and he has a younger brother out there on the squad again this year. Johnny was a track man at Nebraska, and there's a great question which of the Cardinals is the fastest, but if it were a track meet and they were going to run 100 yards in spike shoes, I'd have to go along with him. So several of them can step, and of course, several of the Yankees, too, and perhaps that fellow Case down in Washington is faster than any one of them in a baseball suit, and likely is. Now, I should say this will be a very good day for Johnny Beasley, and it strikes me that it's like it will be for Ruffing, though I think old Charlie could stand one more day's rest, and I know he'd like to have it, and I know McCarthy would have liked to give it to him. He'll be shooting to break his own record, of course, in this game. If he wins it, he will be the first pitcher ever to win 8 World Series games. His count now is 7-1, and he's going into his ninth, and as I say, he'll only be breaking his own record, but it'll be a record that'll stand for many a day if he wins it. Charlie comes out of No Comas, Illinois, but now lives in Long Beach, California. And I just got a letter from Arthur Robinson, a former New York baseball writer. He came from Cripple Creek. Unfortunately, it didn't have any gold in it, however. And he said Tiny Bonham's name is pronounced I Own. And I guess I mispronounced it. He says I Own as in I Own a Gillette Razor. So that's the proper pronunciation of Bonham Town in California. And I appreciate the correction. I just didn't know any better. But as I say, I'm a little disappointed that there wasn't any gold in a letter coming from Cripple Creek. Now, I believe this game will be worthy of the ones that have preceded it in the series. I think it's going to be, of course, the final acid test for the Yankees. It's this one or nothing, neck or nothing for them now. It isn't likely, almost 100-1, that Ruffing will pitch any such game as he pitched in St. Louis, because there he was shooting for a no-hitter right down to the finish, as most of you'll recall, and it isn't probable that an old fellow, 37 or 38 years old, can come back with such a short rest and do anything like that. But he may not have to pitch that well today. Beasley may not be as good as he was in his game, though he is a strong-armed kid. He can pitch every day. Pitched much more often than Cooper, the other great right-hander on the Cardinal team. Grandpop Charlie's down there in front of me warming up, and so is Johnny. They call him the Bees on the Cardinals, and I can still hear little Jimmy Brown, who has been a little uncertain in the field, but holds these Cardinals together. He's the cutie out there, the sort of brains, the oldest one of those Cardinal infielders, and while I'm throwing bouquets around, I might say that Marion covers quite a lot of ground and drags balls out of the air and all sides of him, and has played 1,000% baseball, which is remarkable in any World Series for any shortstop to do. The greatest shortstopping I ever saw in a series was done by Leo DeRocher against Detroit. He made plays that I've never seen anybody else make in a World Series, and didn't make an error, if my memory is correct. If he did, it was only one, and he made the ones he had to make, and I don't think he made a single error in the series. And, of course, Marion nor Rizzuto, neither of them, have had to accept the chances that Leo the Lip had to accept out there. But they both played remarkably fine baseball. And Marion is one of the last of the big shortstops. They used to have them in the days of Hans Wagner. And that reminds me that this man Barra I was telling you about, the man who's Mr. Yankee and president of the Yankees, is the fellow who discovered Hans Wagner. That's one of his proudest boasts. You can't get Ed to talk much about his current boys, but if you get him opened up on old Hornets, boy, he does love to talk about that. So there's how it looks up here at the Yankee Stadium this afternoon as these two great teams, Yanks and Cards, go into their fifth game.
You folks who follow these complicated sports broadcasts have noticed a significant change in our commercial messages recently, I'm sure. Let me state the facts, simply and frankly. Production of Gillette Blue Blades has been curtailed by government order to save seals. Furthermore, the requirements of our armed forces for Gillette Blades are mounting by leaps and bounds. You don't have to be an accountant to get the answer. Obviously, the supply of Gillette Blue Blades for civilians is shrinking rapidly. In fact, a shortage already exists in many important areas, despite all efforts to distribute available supplies evenly. Therefore, when you need Gillette Blue Blades, please buy for immediate requirements only and use the blades thriftily. If a man stocks up or is wasteful, he deprives other men of the comfort and economy of shaving with these sharper and longer-lasting blades. From time to time during the game today, we'll give you a number of suggestions that will help you get more shaves and more comfortable ones from every Gillette Blue Blade. At the moment at home plate are the umpires, together with Art Fletcher of the New York Yankees, Terry Moore of the St. Louis Cardinals. The batting orders are being presented to the umpires. Ground rules are being discussed. Meantime, Red Ruffing and Johnny Beasley are still warming up. The groundkeepers are finished manicuring the infield. 7th Regiment Band out at the flagpole in deep center field, just to the left of the flagpole, are all poised and ready to play the national anthem. We'll have the flag raised in a moment. And then the fifth game of the World Series will definitely be underway. Before the start of this fifth game of the 1942 World Series, which comes to you from the Yankee Stadium in New York City, we're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Mutual.
WGN, the voice of the people, Chicago.
To give you a quick picture, as we get ready for this fifth game, here's what has happened before to refresh your memory. But in the first game, the Yankees beat the Cardinals 7-4. Ruffing, Chandler, and Dickey for the Yankees. Martin Cooper, Gumbert, Lanier, and Walter Cooper for St. Louis. In the second game, the Cardinals beat the Yankees 4-3. Bonham and Dickey for the Yankees. Beasley and Cooper for the Cardinals. In the third game, which was played at the Yankee Stadium, the first two in St. Louis, the Cardinals shut out the Yankees 2-0. Ernie White and Walter Cooper, the battery for the Cardinals. Chandler, Brewer, Turner, and Dickey for the Yankees. And in the fourth game played yesterday, the Cardinals won it 9-6. Morton Cooper was the starting pitcher. Gumbert, Pallett, Lanier, and Walter Cooper for the Yankees. Brewer, Donald, Bonham, and Dickey. That's the way the games, very briefly, have gone up until the one today. Red Ruffing has just finished warming up. Johnny Beasley still throwing on his side of the field. There go the umpires to take their stations. Big Cal Hubbard walking down the third baseline of the American League. Bill Summers of the American League walking down the first baseline. George Barr of the National League cutting right through the middle over the box out to second base. And Big George Major Kurt standing back to the plate. And we're waiting for the national anthem. I believe it's coming right now. Here it is. Thank you. you missed the starting lineup. Here they are again very quickly as the Yankees start out onto the field. For the St. Louis Cardinals, down second base, Moore center field, Slaughter right field, Musial left field, Walter Cooper catching, Hop first base, Kowalski third base, Marion shortstop, Beasley pitching. For the Yankees, in the order in which they bat, Rizzuto shortstop, Ralph third base, Kellenbein right field, DiMaggio center field, Keller left field, Gordon second base, Dickey catching, Cribby first base, Ruffing pitching. The announcement of the batteries coming over the loudspeaker. We'll let you listen. I think they're just here for the Cardinals. And here now to describe for you the first half of the game is one of the nation's top-notch baseball broadcasters, the keen student of the game, the veteran of seven World Series broadcasts. This makes number eight, Red Barber, a World Series institution who's been bearing down all the way during the series despite a severe sore throat. But it takes more than that to stop the old redhead. Red, how's the throat today?
Well, now, I think we're going to make it. Thanks a lot, as they say out in some sections of the country, for them and their kind words. Jimmy Brown, standing one time, pitch hitter, to be first up. St. Louis, followed by Terry Moore, then by Country Slaughter. Big Red Ruffing, who is now the big Yankee hope, standing on the mound. The only time he's ever lost in the World Series was to one of the game's great left-handers, Carl Hubble. And he is being faced this afternoon by Johnny Beasley, a 21-year-old rookie. Ruffing on the mound, checking his spike position, moving around. Bill Dickey, great receiver, crouches down to give the sign to the game's first pitch. Big major curse, ball in strike umpire, working off the catcher's right shoulder. First pitch, ball, low. Ruffing came down easily with a fast ball, and it was low. Ball one. Crowd better settled down. The hysteria, just about the opening of the first pitch now, fades away. Manager Southwick, his own third base coach. Brown takes low again. Ruffing's behind. Here's a curveball. Ball two. 2-0. The outfield is a step toward right on Jimmy. Bends pretty well back of the plate when he hits left-handed. He's a switch hitter. The infield is up a step. He's fast. Nothing works. 2-0. Low for ball three. That one just under the knees. 3-0. Ralph walked over from third. Talked to Ruffing for the moment. Another big red-headed right-hander comes down 3-0. Low to ball four. And on four straight pitches without a strike, he walks down. Jimmy Brown on at first. Terry Moore. Who saves such a magnificent center field for St. Louis. Stepping in. Right-hand batter. The outfield is around toward left on Terry. Infield up a step. Roth is right off third to switch the course of a bunt. Moore has looked down the southward. The manager and third base coach see what the sign might be. Ruffing delivers, and Moore takes low outside. Sesto for a bunt, apparently. Had the pitch been in the strike area. Ball one. Down at first. Jerry Pretty, the utility infielder, who's playing there now, has hacked it out with a busted left thumb. Pretty holding the bag. The pitch. Outside and high. Just missing for ball two. And Ruffing has yet to throw a strike. He walked down on the first four pitches. And eyes behind the Terry Moore, 2-0. Moore backs out of the box, looks down to his manager. For the southward, see whether the bunt's still on or not. 2-0. The 2-0 pitch is taken for a strike. And pitch number seven was the first strike thrown by Ruffing this afternoon. Moore again looking, see what the sign is. 2-1. Ruffing, Jasper coming down position, checks the runner at first. Delivers. Call strike two. That was a good curveball off the hand. So the Cardinals, apparently judging from the actions of Moore, especially by the way he looked for a sign after the 2-0 pitch, had the butt on, and then switched to the take, and it's now 2-2. So we'll see. Two balls, two strikes. Big Red delivers. Moore swings and misses. Strike three. And Ressing, having to right himself, after missing his first six pitches, did, came down with the next three, and struck out more swinging. Now it is one gone, and the infield is not looking for a bunt so much. Country Flora is the batter, a 10-hitter that's been scored toward right. Ressing throws, a call strike. A curveball right in there, and it's nothing in one. One man out, down on it first. Mike Gonzalez, first base coach. Pretty holds the corner against the runner. Second stretches, comes into position. Delivers, sort of swings as a ground ball to second. Still is gone, one out of second. Throw to first, double play. Hard hit ground ball right at second baseman Gordon, who flipped to shortstop Rizzuto, who was standing on the keystone. The relay on to first baseman City, and it was a double play. That's the first double play completed by the Yankee infield so far in the series. The Yankees had another double play, which was made from the outfield. And so that winds up nothing across. And the double play more than erases the base on ball. Second baseman to the shortstop and on to the first baseman. 1-2-3 and out of there. And now the Yankees will, of course, have to win and win and still win if they wish to win the World Series. Ed Rizzuto to be the first hitter, followed by Ross, and then by Kellenbach. Johnny Beasley steps to the mound, and this strong, young, six-foot rookie right-hander is ready to go. And you think that Beasley was nervous about pitching this ball game today? Well, he was so nervous that he just lay down in the clubhouse and took a half an hour nap before he came out to work. That shows an ability to relax. You don't find that very often. Highly strung, competing athletes, just at the moment. Now, Rizzuto, that three hits yesterday, he was hard to handle. That's always a threat for a bunt. Kowalski up close by third. And Phil takes the curve low. All one. First man up, last the first inning. No score. Ruffing walked the first hitter. Looked at the start as though his control hurt him, but he righted himself, struck out more, and got started to crack into a double play. Rizzuto takes a fast call, strike. One and one. One ball, one strike. The outfield, wood left. Infield up the step. Rizzuto's fast. Kowalski's up on the inside grass, inside third. Rizzuto swings as a line drive to the left field corner. Rizzuto going back, he can't get it. It's a home run. And still Rizzuto, one up that line drive. Solidly just inside the left field foul marker. Solidly into the seats about five rows back. Musial had no chance at all. Now it is 1-0 in favor of the Yankees. And the hitter is Red Ralph, who takes a ball low inside for ball one. Rizzuto now has the most hits of anybody playing in the series. That was his seventh. That's the third home run here in the series. And they've all been hit by the Yankees. This is the first one that Teller didn't hit. Ross takes a strike. That's right off the hand. And it is 1-1. One ball, one strike. Upfield toward right. On Bob. You don't hear him call that very often. Name is Robert. But what's happened to his first name is what's happened to mine. There's a high foul going back into the stand. Strike two. 1-2. Red digs in right off the plate. 1-0. They were the defending world champion. And Rizzuto showed that there was plenty of life left in the Yankees. He sees the first possible offensive gesture and slammed it into the left field stand. Ross swings, fouls it off, straight back on the netting. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Crowd now aroused, moving around. Seeing another bit of battle right here in the making. The Yankees certainly accepted the challenge in this fifth game just as quickly as they could. Ross swings as a bounding ball hit down to second. Brown up with it, throws to first. In time, but two steps. And Ralph is out. Second to first. Now it's one man out. New York. And Roy Cullenbine, quick hitter. We're back left-handed, stepping in. Outfield moves around toward right on Roy. Guns easily. Third dog. Dark brown eyes. Set. Pump. Throws. Fast. Call strike. Right off the hands. Over the inside. Waist high. Nothing in one. One to nothing. Save for the Yankees. Rizzuto lining a home run. Not a high fly ball. A solid line drive. Little fella has power. Roy swings and misses at a slow curveball. Strike two. Apparently, he had it in his mind he was going to hit that pitch no matter where it was. And when the string was pulled by Beasley, Cullenbine tried to slow down his swing but couldn't. Nothing and two. One man out, nobody on. Beasley works. Cullenbine swings as a ground ball fair. Back face. Hap picks it up, runs for the bag and wins. Bill Corum was talking before the game began about the speed of Hap, and he scored it right there. Racing into the bag with a ground ball for the putout. And a veritable wall of noise goes up as Joe DiMaggio steps in. Right-hand batter. Outfield is deep. Down toward left. There's a call strike. Nothing in one. No balls, one strike. Infield is deep. The score 1-0. Favor the Yankees. Two men out for them. Nobody on. Last the first inning. Third ball, low outside, ball one. The umpires are in the same rotation now they were for game one. That means Major Trace back of the plate, working balls and strikes. Summers at first, Barr at second, and Hubbard at third. The alternates remain Dunn and Basil. See the pitches one and one. A curve swung on, belted out into left center. No, it's Terry Moore under it, waiting. And takes it for the out. One run. Rizzuto hammering a home run, the first Yankee batter up. Last half of the first inning, and so it is 1-0 in favor of the Yankees. That ends the first inning. Lots of you listeners, hundreds of thousands of you, are regular Gillette shaving cream users. So please bear with me while I tell the others what a heap of shaving comfort they are missing. Now Gillette can't afford to miss a trick when it comes to making shaving easier. And take it from me, these shaving creams are everything you have a right to expect from this company. Either one, lather or brushes, is number one in its field. I mentioned lather cream first, so let's talk about it. Gillette lather cream holds quantities of water to soften your beard and speed your razor. It's made with three beneficial oils, has a pleasant scent, and leaves your face feeling good and looking great. Now that's true of Gillette brushless cream as well. It is free from grease, rinses off instantly, and never gums up your razor or drain. Peanut oil makes it particularly bland and pleasant. You get super shaving comfort. So for tops and luxury, at no extra cost, ask your dealer for Gillette shaving cream, lather or brushless. 25 cents. The second inning, Dan Musial first up, followed by Walker Cooper, then by Hop. Big Red Ruffing, such as his second win in this series. He's eighth all-time in World Series competition, now has a one-run lead. Delivers. Right over. Third ball, below the knees, called strike. Musial stands about as far back in the box as a left-hand hitter can stand. He's long-legged and takes quite a step forward. Ruffing throws, wastes the fastball outside, and it is one and one. One ball, one strike. Red so far has been throwing more set pitches just the start of this game than he did at game one. In game one, he was using primarily his fastball. Delivers, let's change the pace. It's over but high. Ball two. Two and one. And as Bill Corum pointed out, stepping well along in years for a ball player is pitching really on short rations as far as rest goes. Usual swings, and there's a high pop fly back of short. Rizzuto, under it, waiting. Takes it. And Musial pops up to short. One out. Up to second inning. The score, 1-0. Favor the Yankees. Walker Cooper stepping in. Big rangy, 6 foot, right-hand hitter. He's been a very timely batter for the Cardinals so far in this series. getting hit from the immense center. Swings and has a line drive through the middle for a base hit. It's a solid single for Walker Cooper. He sort of stepped back a half step and timed one of Ruffing's three-quarter speed curves. Hit it right through the middle. That's the first Cardinal safety. Single in the center. Now the Cardinals with one man out. The second inning. Have the tying run at first base. The Yankees lead 1-0. Danny Hopp. Stocky. Left-hand batter. From Sedwood back and forth. Outfield step toward right. The infield halfway up. Hot swings. There's a pop fly back of short. Rizzuto dancing underneath it. Takes it. Out number two. Walker Cooper never stepped off first base. There he stands. Two men out. And here's George Kowalski stepping in. After a round toward left. Kowalski pulls. Walker Cooper first. Doesn't go on anything. Two out. All strike. Right off the hand. Nothing pitching inside and tight for the fast one. Strike one. Backwards, hauling it up from back of third. That's very quiet in this stadium. Swung on, there's a high drive deep out of the left. It's way out yonder, and it is foul, but way up under the stands and just foul. Well, we'd no sooner said that this batter pulls him. And he pulled one just a shade too much. When that one was struck, you knew that the distance was plenty to get it up into the sand. But it was a question of whether it would be fair or foul as it went out close to the line. So naturally, every eye was on the umpire. Foul. So it's a very long second strike. Ruffing pitches, Kowalski swings, and there's a short fly ball going in the right center, and Gordon is back and pulls it down to the out. Second baseman goes back to get it. No run, one hit, one man left. 1-0, favor the Yankees, and that ends the first half of the second inning.
Leadoff man for the New York Ball Club will be Charlie King Kong Keller. This guy blasted 26 home runs. As Marty Marion told us on the pregame show, he and Keller used to play against one another in the International League. And Keller had 108 runs batted in, six less than DiMaggio, but what a good 1-2 punch among their number four and five hitters.
And don't forget about Joe Gordon. He had 18 home runs, 103 RBIs, and a 322 mark. When you look at the RBI total of the four, five, and six men in this New York lineup, they are killers. 114, 108, and 103, and all in the double figures. Keller digs in. He's a strong left-handed batter. The left fielder, that's for the first time here this afternoon. Beasley gave up the leadoff home run to Rizzuto. They're playing Keller to pull. The first one is low and away, ball one, as Cooper returns it to the mound. Beasley kicks in front of the rubber as he tries to get a hole popped away out there.
You can tell when Beasley is right. There'll be a lot of ground balls, and he'll make good use of that inner defense of his.
Curve ball inside. That's ball two on Charlie Keller, the leadoff man for New York, who leads 1-0 here in the second inning. Into the wind. Beasley fires. Ground ball. Right side. Brown has an easy hop and an easy play as he fires to the first baseman, Johnny Hopp, and one down.
Well, backed up on that ball a little bit. He asked for trouble, but he got an a la carte hop, and he threw him out. One down.
That brings in Joe Gordon. Right-handed batter. And now the Cardinal outfield switches around to the left side. Musial is tucked into the left field corner. Moore is in left center. He's deep because it's a very, very deep center field here in Yankee Stadium.
One of the most distinct first ball hitters in the game, Joe Gordon.
From the wind, Beasley fires high and away. Gordon was really jumping out after that one, but evidently the book is out on Joe Gordon. And they stay away from the first. Beasley steps off the hill. Now he's back on top. Cooper gives the sign. Into the wind. Here's the second pitch and a ground ball to the shortstop. Swets has an easy one. Up, over, and out. As Marion takes care of Joe Gordon. Two down.
Someday that Marion's going to throw a handful of pebbles over to first base. He's always picking up pebbles around that shortstop position. He's going to forget to throw one away and throw it over to first someday.
That's five in a row now, set down by the Cardinal right-hander, John Beasley. And it brings in Bill Dickey, the New York catcher. Two homers on the year, 37 RBIs, but a good batting mark of 295.
And pitch. I wonder if the, here's the ball outside to Dickey, I wonder if the Cardinal fans down in Arkansas are rooting for Dickey or for the Redbirds.
Half and half. Here's the next one by the right-hander Beasley, and it's upstairs inside, ball two. 2-0 now on Bill Dickey, the left-handed swinging catcher of the New York Yankees. Beasley looks on, gets his sign, goes to the wine. Here it is. Ground ball, right side, Brown. Tough play, gets a short hop, but gets his man. And that is six in a row, set down by the Cardinal right-hander, John Beasley.
I think the organist here is rooting for the Cardinals. He's playing the March of the Cardinals, written in 1942 by George M. Cohan.
After two, the Yankees on top, 1-0.
One run, one hit, and no errors for the Yankees. First Yankee batter up, due to Rizzuto, and we have the Cardinals all expecting a bunt. Kurowski drawn in close, and Rizzuto instead just started one right on the nose. Hit the ball right where the signature of Will Harris is and drilled it on a line into the left field stand. The American League ball, of course, is being used here at the American League ballpark. As was pointed out by Mel Allen, who broadcast ago, down in St. Louis, which was the National League park for this series, why the National League ball was used. And also, where any rules differed in interpretation between the two major leagues, the National League skating held at St. Louis. And the reverse is true. American League skating, different of interpretation, have held here at the stadium. Well, right hand to the shortstop. First man up, third inning. Be followed by Mr. Beasley, and then by Jimmy Brown. Out to you, the straightaway on Marion. Likewise, the infield. Ruffing, quickly rubbing up the ball. 1-0, over the Yankees. Red delivers, fastball high inside. By the lettering on Marion's uniform blouse. Ball one. Marion in a slight sweeping crowd. Bunts down to a post, it is foul in the air, and Pretty grabs it with one hand. That was a try to put the bunt down toward first for a base hit. It was fouled, and Pretty tore all the way through the coach's box, and leaning down in front of his knees with one hand, his left hand, grabbed the low fly. One out. And Mr. Beasley stepping in. He hit them right-handed. Nothing throws, back off for one and it. Beasley spun all the way around. Big veteran throws. Over. Soft serve. Ball strike two. Third is working very easily. You can see by the way he's pitching that he's been on that mound before. Red delivers. Fastball right over. Ball strike three and Beasley just turned and walked away. This is the second strikeout for Ruffin. Second strikeout in the game. Two up, two away. And the Cardinals now start their second go around. Jimmy Brown, who began the ball game getting a walk, is up. Two out. This is empty. Third in. Brown is quick hitter hitting left-handed. Ball strike. That was a fastball coming in over the outside. Nothing in one. Brown waiting. He's a very business-like little fellow. Swings and hits the sharp one through the mound back to second and off of Gordon's grab and into center field. Brown is around first and holds on. Gordon runs out in center field and recovers it himself. Scored better. That was a smash that Ruffing went down for. Couldn't touch. Gordon got a glove partially on it behind second base and deflected it into short center. It is scored, of course, as a base hit. A single for Brown off the second base and glove. Hit number two for the Cardinals. Terry Moore, who struck out swinging in the first inning, stepped in and asked to have the ball examined. Set up by Major Church and Sedola. Two men out. Round the runner. First base. Nothing in position. Delivers. Low with a curve. Ball one. More backs out. Steadies his hand. Gets the palms together. Nothing. Steadies the runner at first. Delivers to the plate. All strike one. Change of pace with Chakotay just over the inside, off the hand. One and one. Two men out. Brown, of course, ready to go on anything. Cardinals failing. Yankees leading 1-0. Rizzuto, the first Yankee batter, line drive home run. Nothing delivers. More swings. There's a fly ball to the right. Columbine back two steps. Turns, and the right fielder takes it easily. A run, one hit. A man left. It is 1-0, favor the Yankees, and that ends the first half of the third inning. To handymen, a special message from Uncle Sam. We're talking to you fellas who can work with tools. Men like radio operators, electricians, sheet metal workers, garage mechanics, watchmakers. You know America is fighting a mechanized war, and behind every aviator, every tank crew, there must be dozens of maintenance men to keep planes, tanks, and other equipment in first-class running order. That's your job, and it's squarely up to you if you are 18 to 44, single or married. So go to your nearest Army recruiting station and ask for enlistment as a specialist. You'll have unusual opportunities for service and advancement. Men, this is most important. Your services are needed now, so don't delay. Go to the Army recruiting station nearest you right away. First up for the Yankees in the last half of the third inning is Yuri Priddy, be followed by Red Ruffing, who is an excellent hitter in his own right. As you've observed through the play of the series, when he wasn't pitching, he was MacArthur's number one center hitter. And then Scooter Rizzuto. Briefly gave the home run to the first batter that he faced, and then retired the next six in order. Priddy, stockyish, right-hand batter. Played the throw slightly around toward left. Easily throws, Priddy takes fastball inside. Above the knees, all one. Mark Fletcher walking up and down. He's the third base coach for the Yankees. Earl Combs back at first. Reese delivers. Serve over but too low for two. You know. Reese leans down. Goes to the rosin bag. Now the cool, confident young right-hander. Delivers. Ball three. Pretty run up to go. It would be funny. Then get out of the way of it. Ball is high inside. First time the Beezer's been this far behind. 3-0. 3-0 tip is Ola. Laid right through there and taken. 3-1. Now Pretty backs out. Take a look. See if the initiative is taken away from him. There's a general rule in the ball game. Those go up to hit unless they are ordered otherwise. And let's see. The 3-1 pitch is ball four. And Pretty very coolly stepped to the back of the box, just as far away from the plate as he could get, and still remained legally a batter, so that he wouldn't be close to the target. And he was walked. This is the first walk given up by Beasley. And now there comes a commotion through the stands. Red Ruffing steps in. There's a round of applause from the public address announcer named Ruffing. And Red Funk fouls. And as he backs out of the box after fouling off the first pitch and attempted bunt, which dropped back on third umpire Major Kirk's right foot. Ruffing cuts his eyes at the first base coach. Keeps the bunt still on. Red says something to Major Kirk about if that bunt hurt. They're always hurt. Pitch bump down toward first. Hop up to the first to second. In time for the fourth to throw to first. Double play! Ruffing in trying to advance Priddy to second base with a sacrifice, butted into a double play. Hop firing the ball, he's the first baseman, to the shortstop, that's Marion, who rattled it back to first base. And the ball was taken at first base by second baseman Jimmy Brown. So the first baseman was brought back to the second baseman. That's two out and Rizzuto up. Takes the fastball inside. Ball one. And so each pitcher has given up a walk, and each walk has been dissolved in the midst of a double play. At the third double play, the corners have come a whisk so far in the four classes. Beasley delivers. Rizzuto swings at a high fly ball, belted into left center. Terry Moore is going back to center fielder and makes the catch. Well out. Deep left center field. So that was quite a double play. Having a fourth for the Yankees, who lead 1-0, and that ends the third inning. Until Gillette technicians developed the sharpness comparator, a costly instrument which measures keenness with a beam of light, razor blade quality was partly guesswork. But now, with the aid of this photoelectric device, Gillette craftsmen predetermine edge characteristics. This is one of many reasons for the unmatched keenness and uniformity of today's Gillette Blue Blade, the sharpest, easiest shaving, and longest lasting on earth. Ruffing is just getting out to the mound. Territory to limbering up and pitching the fourth inning. And this fifth game of the 1943 World Series is coming to you from Yankee Stadium in New York. And we'll pause now 10 seconds for station identification. This is Mutual.
This is WGN, the voice of the people, Chicago.
Face-to-face ruffing in the fourth inning will be Florida, followed by Muzio, then by Walker Cooper. It is 1-0. Over the Yankees, the first batter is Rizzuto in the first inning, a home run. The closest the Cardinals came to getting back in the game was when Karaski almost hit one, but pulled it foul in the second inning. Florida, who hit into the double play in the first inning, crouches, swings, and has a high drive going deep out toward right. It is gone. Another home run, and it's 1-1. On Ruffing's first pitch, Florida really put the wood to it. There was no question where that ball was. It was in there. Cullenbine never so much as turned around. The ball was so far back, it couldn't have gone any lower than the lower stand. Otherwise, it had to go into the upper. Sam Musial takes the pitch low. Ball one. Got that first pitch to Florida. Too good, as pitchers will say. And Florida really jumped on it. And it's now a brand new ball game tied at 1-1. Musial swings as a high fly ball. DiMaggio is waiting for it in right center field. And the center fielder takes it. And it is one man out. And so everything, you might say, is on an even keel. A first inning home run by Rizzuto, which is a low line drive that carried well up into the left field stand. And a high, well hit drive into the right field stand by Florida. And each home run has come to open an inning. Home run by Florida is the only four-master hit by the Cardinals. The Yankees are hit three.
Now it's Walker Cooper got a base hit his first time. A run home on the slaughter homer, and one man out as Musial flies out to deep center. Ball one to the Cardinal catcher. Part of the brother act on this Cardinal ball club with Morton Walker Cooper. Pitch is swung on. There's a ground ball to first base. Jerry Pretty grabs it, waves the pitcher away, steps on, unassisted put out, two men gone.
I'd hate to get on the wrong side of the Cooper brothers. How about you, Mr. Buck?
Get in between the two of them, brother.
They actually agitate and look for somebody to come after them.
There have been cases where Mort Cooper has knocked some hitters down and the batters start mumbling at home plate. And Walker will remind them, don't forget I'm back here, kid. If you go out to the mound, you better turn around and have a look. The batter is Johnny Hop, and ball one is in the dirt and gets away and scoots back to the screen.
Catchers usually try to protect the pitcher, but when it's the case of your brother out there, it's double duty.
And now, ball two to Johnny Hop. Hop popped out his first time up. We're in the fourth. We're tied now. 1-1. Two outs, and the base is empty.
There's a hop and hit on one back to second. Gordon up to it. There's the first, and Hop is the tie. Second to first. 1-1. One hit. That is Hannah. And it's 1-1. That ends the first half of the fourth inning. Men, to get extra service, constantly, from every razor blade you use, follow these easy steps. First, wash your face with soap and plenty of water to remove grit and soak the trouble. Then apply shaving cream. And if you use lather, rinse it up thoroughly, dipping the brush in water frequently. When you realize that a dry whisker is almost, if not equally as hard as copper wire, you can see the importance of saturating your beard as a barber does. Another thing, never wipe a Gillette Blue Blade. To avoid damaging the edges through needless handling, clean the blade by loosening your razor, rinsing under hot water, and shaking dry. Believe you me, if you do just what I say, you'll get a flat more shave out of every blade and enjoy comfort you've never had before. The last half of the fourth inning, Walt will be first up, followed by Cullen Vine, and then by DiMaggio. And Johnny Beasley is now on even terms, once again, after pitching behind 1-0 since the first inning and the first batter that he faced. Now he's ready to go. Walt bounced out in the first inning, second to first. Outfield round toward right. Beasley delivers on right side. First Beasley up to now, I'm feeling the bump close to face. And pass wild in the right field. Dodge is going on to second base. And there he makes it. We're waiting for the scoring. A beautiful drag bunt inside the first base line. Beasley fielded it. And he had to throw in a hurry. It is doubtful if his throw is perfect. Could have gotten off. It was that close. But his throw, instead of being good, was wide. Was on the far side of first base. And went out along the length field line. Second baseman Brown finally overhauled it. It is a bunt single and an error charged on the pitcher's throw. That is the official score. A bunt single for a rush and an error charged on Beasley. And the Yankees are threatening in the last to fourth. Rock is in scoring position at second base. Nobody out. And the big hand moving in. There's Clementine. The bunt. Time to the air toward first. And Hutt cannot quite get up to it. The ball dropping just before it reached the coach's box. An attempted bunt foul. Outside, but couldn't get it. Get the scoring on Ross. A bunt single. Beautiful drag. Down toward first base. And advances without stopping on the second on the pitcher's wild throw. An error charged against Beasley. That's the first of two. The ball game. And that is at number two for the Yankees. All time. It's 1-1. Beasley delivers. There's a high curve outside, and it is 4-1. One ball, one strike. Clementine, good sized fella. It's high after looking his way with bunt, and it is 4-2. Puma. Two balls, one strike. Columbine has given every indication that the Yankees are playing for one run. Nobody has to give an indication. They're certainly playing for one game today. Low, a curve ball. Ball three. 1-1. Roy steps back in. Roy steps back in. He's a quick hitter. Batting left-handed. Nobody out. Ross being down off second. This is the last series for Ross, come with May. Takes over baseball coaching in Yale next year. And by swing, there's a high fly ball in the right center. Moore going back, back, and he makes the catch. There's Ross playing in second, moving on to third and makes it easily. Ross gets to third by the time the Terry Moore throw gets to second base. So the Yankees, after the count, went decidedly in favor of the batter, 3-1. He fought the sacrifice, apparently, and had Columbine hit. And he drilled a 400-foot fly ball to right center, which Terry Moore pulled down. And Columbine just advanced Ross after the catch on the third. So, the game is tied, 1-1. The Maggio up. And the Cardinal infield is up slightly more than halfway. Which is asking a lot of infield to stay in this close to the Maggio as hard as he hit. Outfield is deep, around toward left, Ralph off third. And as the swing goes, the lines out to left, it's a base hit. Tim comes off the score, and DiMaggio is on at first base. A solid single. And the Yankees, for the second time, lead by one run. That is the seventh hit for DiMaggio. And that seventh hit are getting him runs for the Yankees, as Rizzuto's home run was his seventh hit of the series. And it is 2-1 favor the Yankees, and Salicella digging in. Swings and has a line drive in right field for another hit. DiMaggio around second is turning to third. Slaughter throw is cut off the short. Cella ducks back to first base. Just in time as shortstop Marion throws over to first. And two solid singles back to back. DiMaggio selects, getting in the second Yankee run to put them ahead 2-1. And Cella solid single to right, sending DiMaggio around to third. And with one man out, the Yankees are ahead 2-1. And they have runners on at first and third. And both of the Yankee runs ought to be scored as earned. And Southworth, top top the mound. Cardinal Kipper, to talk to young Johnny Beasley. Both activity in the third bullpen. DiMaggio sliding into third base, not knowing that throw would be cut off behind him at short. Ripped a knee in his trousers, but he, just can't leave to get it fixed right now. It's not a large pair. Joe Gordon stepping in. The infield is up two steps to the Cardinals. Outfield around to the left. Beasley now is in the top spot, delivers. Pass ball low. Ball one. One and all. That's Joe walking down off third. Johnny Kellum, off first. The pitch. Gordon takes the strike. It's in there. One and one. Beasley rubbing the fingers of his right hand. Just the front of his uniform. Takes the sign. In position. Delivers. Gordon swings at a ground ball foul. Back to third. By two. One ball, two strikes. And I would say that this game, as it has gone along so far, has been a very grim battle between these two clubs. Nothing much said. In other words, there's been not even a protest on a called ball or a strike. Everything is just moving along. They're swinging. And the young right-hander on the mound. Delivering. Gordon swings and misses. A full curve ball. Strike three. Well, that's Southworth cutting out the mound to talk to his young right-hander again. Probably to remind him about how he wants him to pitch the victory. And I'll say this, right on a World Series ball game, in a spot like that, where the Yankees beginning to unload line drive, to suddenly on Joe Gordon, come down with that soft, slow curve, you've got to believe in yourself. And Gordon probably surprised by seeing such a soft pitch coming up, was swung a little off balance and missed it. Catcher Walker Cooper went out to the mound. Walker Beasley. Now he's back. Two out. Last half of fourth inning. One run in. It's earned. The Yankees ahead 2-1. Dickey up. And three singles here in the fourth inning. Dickey swings as a ground ball to the right of the shortstop. It's up to the first to second in time for the fourth on Keller. And Keller is fourth at second base. He drops back to the second baseman. One run, three hits, one error. But the run is earned, all right. And as the error was not of the out-making variety, just allowed an extra base, which the two fingers had probably more than made up for. Two men were left. That ends the fourth inning. And ladies and gentlemen, let's take our thoughts away from baseball for just a few seconds. And remember that in practically every corner of the world, there are our men, our boys, maybe the kid from right around the corner, maybe somebody from your immediate family. Men in all branches of our armed forces are risking and, if need be, giving their lives for us. This is a war that we must win, and its cost will be high anyhow. But thanks to the blood donor program of the American Red Cross, some of the cost in life can be reduced if we, as civilians, join our local American Red Cross chapters, find out how we can cooperate, where we can go and when, to give a pint of our blood to assist in saving the lives of our men everywhere. Bobby Kuroski, who hit the good big foul ball, second inning, gets missed, being fair, is first up in the fifth inning. And Red Ruffin for the second time, now has a one-run lead, 2-1, favor the Yankees. Kuroski takes the fastball outside, 4-1. Outfield deep, round toward left. Ruffin comes down, Kuroski swings, there's a high fly out into left. Keller signals, I'll take it, he's under it. And he takes it. One up, one gone. Up at the fifth. Ball is snapped around the Yankee infield. There's no activity now in either team's bullpen. But up here in the radio box, Allen is. But now all warmed up, loose and ready, bringing the last half of the ball game. Pat Marion. Right hand hitting shortstop. Takes a strike. Rubbing right through there. Nothing in one. One man out. Nobody on. First half, fifth inning. The Yankees ahead 2-1. Marion swings and misses me. Really took a windup. Now Ruffin, well ahead of him. Looks down into the base for the moment. Figuring out what his next pitch will be. Throw, swing on, and line out to right center field. Columbine going over, makes a nice running catch out of it. And Marion is retired. High line drive to deep right center. Two up, two away, top of the fifth. And Beasley is walking up. He's very calm, that fella. Ball set, spreads his feet. Looks for the third strike. Third inning, rushing delivery. Fastball right over. Call strike. Outfield has moved in a couple of steps. Red delivers. Strike two swinging. And there's Beasley going all the way around again. Second and two. Two out. The score 2-1. They were New York. Beasley, right hand hitter. Digs in. Nothing worse. So clear that misses outside. It's by a pick. One and two. Red took a couple of steps off the mound toward the dugout after he delivered that ball, thinking he had a third strike. One and two. Pitcher stays low. The pitch. Swung on and has a broken batter drive in the short right. In for a base hit. And Beasley hits an outside pitch. Hits his bat. And hits a low fly ball single in the right. And two out. He's the runner at first base. This is hit number four for the Cardinals. Each card now has four hits. Jimmy Brown, who has a walk and a single, fits in. Good hitter. Batting left-handed. After a round toward right. Stepping delivers. Brown swings and has a high foul ball. Nope, that's going to be fair by third. And Red Rock takes it just there inside the third base side. No run. One hit. One man left for St. Louis in the top of the fifth inning. 2-1. Favor the Yankees. Stepping in is Mel Allen, who on his second World Series for Gillette and his first, in which he has done play-by-play, has distinguished himself handsomely. Mel, the good reports on your work are coming in from all corners. Great ball game going, and you're the fellow to tell us about the last half of it. Come in, Skyrocket.
Thanks, Red. Glad the old voice is still hitting on the cylinders. He knows not hitting on all of them. That's the severe sore throat which you've been operating under. A swell job. As we come into the last half of the fifth inning, ladies and gentlemen, the Yankees are leading by 2-1 in this very decisive game of the 1942 World Series. The Yankees must win in order for the series to be prolonged. And should they win, the sixth game will be played in St. Louis on Wednesday. But if they don't win, it's all over.
Here we go in the last half of the fifth inning with Jerry Pretty leading off. He'll be followed by Charlie Ruffing. Then will come the top of the batting order, Phil Rizzuto. Pretty, in the third inning, his only time to bat thus far, drew a base on ball. Bats him right-handed. Had a batting average of 143 on the series. Johnny Beasley goes into the windup, in comes the pitch to Pretty. Jerry takes it right in there for a called strike. That speed ball, got that inside corner, belt high. Whitey Kowalski's at third, Marty Marion is short, Jimmy Brown at second, Johnny Happ on first. Walker Cooper back to the plate, Johnny Beasley pitching. Then he steps to the next pitch, here it comes. He takes it to high and outside, ball one. 1-1 the count on the Yankee utility first baseman. General all-around utility man playing first base now in place of the injured Buddy Hackett. Upfield playing him to right toward left. In comes the pitch, Pretty swing, smacks the ground ball out to court near the bag. Now he goes over, picks it up with his left hand, goes to hop in time for the out. Run away as long limb, Marty Marion raced over near second base. Stuck out his gloved hand, pocketed the ball in the glove, and while still going at top speed, fired over to Johnny Hop in time to retire Pretty for out number one. And here's Charlie Ruffing. In the third inning, after Pretty had drawn a base on balls, Ruffing attempting to sacrifice into second, bunted into a double play. Back to right-handed. Johnny Beasley's first pitch to Ruff. Hung on and missed. Strike one. Ruffing cut hard at it. Cut over the pitch. Outfield plays Ruffing to hit toward right, right center a little bit. Johnny Beasley ready. Throws. Ruffing takes it over the outside corner for call strike two. Bit of a let-up ball. Walker Cooper in the crowd, giving a sign to Beasley. Johnny watching fast, ready. Here's his pitch. Ruffing takes it low. Ball one. Side to cut. The king is his mind. One ball, two strikes. Phil Rizzuto on deck. 2-1 the score, favor the Yankees. Last half of the fifth inning. Beasley goes into his windup. Rocks in the box. Here's his pitch. Ruffing swings and taps one slow and down third base line. Kowalski coming in fast. Picks it up. Makes his throw, but not in time. Ruffing is safe. He was playing a very deep third. Ruffing swung hard, topped the pitch. It rolled lazily down the third baseline. Too far away for Beasley to go over to make the play. Kowalski came in fast, fielded the ball through to Hop, but not nearly in time, and Ruffing is safe at first with a base hit. The fourth for the Yankees off Beasley. However, Ruffing had to really tear down the baseline, and that may have taken its toll. Makes that the fifth hit for the Yankees. Here's Phil Rizzuto, back to right-handed. Had a home run in the first inning, tried to carry more in the third. One out, Ruffing leads off first. Here's the pitch. Rizzuto swings, smacks one to Hop. He comes up with it, throws over to Marion, low in the dirt, gets away from him. And Ruffing is safe at second, and Rizzuto at first. And oddly enough, here's what happened on the play. We didn't have time to crowd it all in to the description. We want to give you the result first. Ruffing had a short lead off first. Rizzuto hit an outside pitch and drove it right to Johnny Hop, who was on the bag with Ruffing. And Ruffing, who was standing right beside Hop, Hop could have almost turned around and tagged him. Hop elected to throw to Marion. And his throw, Ruffing was nowhere near second base. The throw was into the dirt, bounced off Marion's chest and rolled over near second. Of course, Jimmy Brown had raced over to back up the plate first. And so Ruffing lumbered on down safely to second, and Rizzuto is safe at first. The error is charged to Johnny Hop on a wild throw. That's the second error charged to the Cardinals. Ruffing's on second. Rizzuto's on at first. The batter's Red Rolfe. It's one out. Rolfe bats him left-handed. Here's the pitch. Red takes the curve. Low inside. Ball one. Rolfe grounded out to Jimmy Brown in the first inning. He got a drag bunt in the fourth. One end down the second, and Johnny Beasley's wild throw pass hop. 2-1 favor the Yankees last half of the fifth inning. Stretch by Beasley pitch. Rolfe takes another one inside, ball two. Roy Kellenbein is on deck. Charlie Ruffing on second. Bill Rizzuto on at first. Bill's been on that base a lot of times during this series. Without an opportunity to check the records, we are inclined to say he's been on base as much or more than anyone. Here's the pitch, and it's over the outside corner. Fastball for a called strike. 2-1 to count now on Red Rolfe. Outfield playing just so toward right in center field. Way over toward right and right, and they're watching the slice to left side. It's very close to being a sort of a straightaway. Johnny Beasley takes his stretch, takes his energy. Here's his pitch. Rolfe swings and fouls it off at the left plate, going up into the sand, into the upper deck. Back two. The lad stood up in the field boxes of the upper deck and made a nice catch. Got a round of applause from the folks sitting around him. 2-2 to count now on Rolfe. Wendy Crosby is playing very close to that third baseline. Marty Marion over near second base, in a couple of steps. Jimmy Brown in 4-5 steps to second. In what you might call double play position. Johnny Happ at deep first, running at first baseline. Beasley taking his time. Ruffing a short lead off second. Phil Rizzuto a short lead off first. Now Beasley takes a stretch. The runners widen their lead. Here's the pitch. It's swung on the bounder. Hit out to Jimmy Brown. Brown beats it. Picks it up close to first. Got in time, and all hands are safe. Bounder Jimmy Brown. A potential double play ball was booted by Jimmy. He picked it up. His throw to first, though, was not in time to get Rolfe. And it's an error charged to Jimmy Brown, and the bases are loaded. Ruffing on third, Rizzuto on second, and Rolfe on first with one out, and the batter, Roy Kellenbein, who grounded out to Hop in the first inning unassisted, fly to Terry Moore deep in right center in the fourth inning. 2-1 is the score at the moment, favor the Yankees. It's the last half of the fifth inning. Outfield deep toward right and center and right. Watching Kellenbein to slice to left center. Beasley into the windup. Here is the pitch. Kellenbein takes it high for ball one. Cardinal infield is laying back in double play position. That's what they're hoping for. Randy Karofsky wide at third. Back a couple steps behind third base. Marion is deep short in about 3-4 paces. Over near second. Time has been called for a moment, and here comes Billy Southworth out of the Cardinal dugout to talk to Johnny Beasley. So time has been called here for the moment in this last half of the fifth inning. Billy wants to go out to talk to his youngster, try to calm him down. That's a favorite trick of managers. They have the youngster out on the mound. He gets into hot water. I'd like to go in there and calm him down a little bit. You remember when Johnny Vandermeer pitched his second no-hit game over at Ebbets Field against the Brooklyn Dodgers in the ninth inning. He grew wild, issued several passes. Bill McKechnie, the Reds, went out, talked to him, settled him down, and he finished up and got his second no-hitter. Now we're all set to resume action. Here's the pitch to Roy Kellenbein. It's inside for ball two, backing him away from the plate. 2-0 to count on the Yankee right fielder. One away, last half of the fifth inning. Beasley's trying to get Kellenbein to hit on the ground to the infield somewhere if he can. Ruffing is on third, Rizzuto's on second, Rolfe is on first. He's in the lineup with the 2-0 pitch to Kellenbein. Here it is. Roy takes it. A strike one call over the outside corner. 2 balls, 1 strike. Kellenbein reaches down, gets a little dirt on his hand. Wipes his hands off in his trousers now. Steps back into hitting position. Walks the stick into the crop to give the sign to Beasley. Runners are leading off slightly. Beasley still looking in. Shakes off the sign. Okay, is the next one. Goes into the lineup. Runners lead. Here's the pitch. Kellenbein takes it high inside. Ball three. 3-1 the count now. On deck is Joe DiMaggio. 2-1, favor the Yankees. Last half of the fifth inning. Tough spot for young Johnny. Bearing down, trying to get out of it. Kellenbein up there, trying to do something about getting more runs in. In comes the pitch. It's swung on. It's a pop-up. Back at third. There is Marty Marion leaping out back at third. In short left under the ball. The runners hold. The catch is made, and there's two outs.
infield fly rule prevailed and was called by the umpires. And there goes Billy Southworth out again to the mound to talk to Beasley. Young Johnny, under the pressure of the situation, came through nicely on Roy Columbine to get him to pop out to Marion. Out on the grass and short left. Two down. Southworth talking to Johnny, trying to calm him down, keep him free and easy. Walker Cooper comes in from back to the plate to talk to him. George Migdakud starts walking out the mound to speed up the action. Now Southworth leaves the mound and goes back to the Cardinal bench. This could very easily have been the turning point of the game. And might yet be. Either way you look at it. Beasley gets out of it, or if he doesn't. Two outs. Ruffing on third. Rizzuto on second. Ralph on first. DiMaggio the batter. Beasley into the lineup. Here's the pitch. DiMaggio takes it. Strike one called. A curve. Fast one over that outside. Beasley gives the Rosenbach a little stud. Standing on the rubber. Goes into his windup. Runners lead off. Here's the pitch to DiMaggio. Joe takes it. Outside. Ball one. Tried to cut at it. Changed his mind. He saw a curveball creeping too far outside. 1-1 count now. And DiMaggio, the outfield deep over toward left. Very exciting and very tense moment. The last half of the fifth inning. Young Johnny Beasley bearing down. DiMaggio awaiting the pitch. Beasley ready into his windup. Here it is. DiMaggio swings and sends a smash to Raskin. One hop. He takes a step down third for the out. And so young Johnny Beasley came out of that one in magnificent fashion. No runs, one hit, two Cardinal errors, three left on, score 2-1, favor the Yankees. That ends the fifth inning. In the whole field of precision manufacture, there is no more delicate operation than production of the Gillette Blue Blade. The specialized machines and scientific instruments required for this work have been, for the most part, designed and built by Gillette's own technicians. This explains why, with a nation at war, Gillette is called upon to produce some 68 different machine tool parts for America's leading tool maker. This fifth game of the 1942 World Series is coming to you from the Yankee Stadium in New York City. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Mutual.
This is WGN, the voice of the people, Chicago.
Well, we're ready now for the sixth inning, and young Johnny Beasley will long be remembered for having come out of that tough situation. Bases loaded. One out, he got rid of Columbine and DiMaggio to retire the side without a run. And so the Yankees saw a tremendous opportunity to go fading away. As we go into the first half of the sixth inning, it's Terry Moore leading off for the Cardinals. He'll be followed by Enos Slaughter. Then we'll come Stan Musial. Wrapping into the windup, here's the pitch to Terry Moore. Swung on, the drive to left field for the base hit. Johnny Keller waiting for the ball in the roll, picks it up, throws into second, and Terry Moore holds it first with a line single to left. And here is Enos Slaughter stepping in. That for Terry Moore was his fifth World Series hit. 2-1 favor the Yankees, first half of the sixth. Enos Slaughter up there hit into a double play in the first inning, but hit a home run in the fourth. First pitch to him, swung on to line drive out to right field for a base hit. Terry Moore around second on his way to third. The throw goes into second, holding it first is Slaughter with a single. And so the Cardinals, spurred on by their great defensive stand in the last half of the fifth inning, have come to life. And the first two men facing Ruffing here in the first half of the sixth have belted line drive singles. Moore's to left, Slaughter's to right. And we have Terry Moore on at third, Enos Slaughter on at first, nobody out, and the batter Stan Musial. And now a little activity is beginning to take place in the Yankee bullpen. Musial back from left-handed, pops out to Rizzuto in the second, slides to DiMaggio in the fourth, stretched by Ruffing the sixth. Musial swings and hooks a pop-up, back at short, on the grass goes Phil Rizzuto, he's under it, and he makes the catch for the out. He comes running into the infield with the ball, there's no advance. One away, and here's Walker Cooper.
He singled the center in the second inning. Grounded out to Jerry Pretty unassisted in the fourth. Been a tough man up there for the Cardinals in the clutch throughout the series. He's driven in three runs. Right-handed batter. Jerry Moore on third. Enos Slaughter on first. One out. First half of the sixth inning, 2-1 in favor of the Yankees. The Cardinals threatening to tie or go ahead. Repping takes a stretch. Here's the pitch to Cooper. Outside, ball one, serve ball. Outfield playing Cooper. Just a little bit toward left. Jerry Moore comes up the line from third. Enos Slaughter has his lead off first. Jerry Pretty's on the bag with him. Repping takes a stretch. Texas runners pitches. Cooper swings and hits a high fly ball along the right field line. There is Roy Cullenbine racing over near the line. Moore at third, ready to tag up. There's the catch. Here's the throw into the plate, but Pretty cuts it off close to Rizzuto, and it's over his head, out into center field. There goes Slaughter racing to third. Moore has come in to score. DiMaggio fields the ball, throws into the plate, and the score is tied up at 2-2. Walker Cooper hit a high fly ball along the right field line with the outfield toward left. Cullenbine had to run a long way, made the catch. Moore tagged up, came in to score. Cullenbine cut loose with his throw to the plate after hesitating for a moment. Jerry Pretty cut the throw off, threw down to Rizzuto as Slaughter, who's on first, tried to go to second on the throw to the plate. And when the throw from Pretty to Rizzuto was into the dirt, bounced away from Rizzuto, and Slaughter kept running, went all the way around to third. We'll check with the official score to see what they're going to call it. Score is tied up now at 2-2. And the batter is Johnny Hopp. That's him left-handed. Slaughter's on his third. Pretty is charged with an error. The wild throw. Here's the pitch. Swung on. There's the drive to deep right center field. DiMaggio's racing back. He's getting under it now. And he makes the catch for the out. And score for the Cardinals in the first half of the sixth. One run. Two hits. One Yankee error. One man left on base for St. Louis, and the score at the end of five and a half innings, all tied up, 2-2. And that ends the first half of the sixth inning. You know, you can tell by the cheering today that the fans are pretty evenly divided here at Yankee Stadium. And wherever you go, the same thing's true about Gillette shaving cream. Yes, sir, Gillette lather has millions of boosters, and so has Gillette brushless. Now, if you prefer brushless, here's the shaving cream for you. For Gillette Brushless contains delicate peanut oil and is a lot better in many ways. It speeds shaving, stays moist on your face, and lubricates the blade. You skim off your whiskers without any smart or irritation. Some more things. Gillette Brushless is greaseless. It can't gum up your razor or clog costly plumbing. So take it from me. If you want a new experience in shaving ease and luxury, get yourself a tube of Gillette Brushless for a quarter. Better still, ask for the giant size economy tube, only 33 cents. Coming into the last half of the sixth inning, with the score tied up at 2-2, for the Yankees we'll have Charlie Kelly leading off, then will come Joe Gordon, then Bill Dickey. So it's a brand new ball game once again. Seesaw struggled. The Yanks led 1-0. The Cardinals tied it up at 1-1. The Yanks went ahead 2-1. The Cardinals have tied it up at 2-2. Bill Rizzuto hit a home run in the first inning to give the Yanks a lead. Then Enos Slaughter came back in the fourth with a home run to tie it up. In the last half of the fourth inning, the Yankees went ahead 2-1. The Cardinals just tied it up. So here's Charlie Keller stepping in. Grounded out to Jimmy Brown the second inning. Single to right in the fourth. Bats him left-handed. Johnny Beasley looks in to get the sign from Walker Cooper. Outfield very deep toward right to Keller. In comes the first pitch. Charlie takes it outside. Ball one. Jerry Moore is back very deep. A little bit toward right center. Young Johnny Beasley leans forward, starts his windup. Here's the pitch to Keller. Charlie swings and drives one to deep left field. There is Sam Musial racing way back. He's getting under it and makes the catch for the out. One away as Keller drove deep to Musial and left center field in the direction of the 402-foot sign. Drive good for about 350 to 75 feet. Coming up now is Joe Gordon, who grounded out to Marty Marion in the second inning, struck out in the fourth. A 2-2 ball game, last half of the sixth inning.
Gordon back him right-handed. Stands very deep in the batter's box. Here's the first pitch to Joe. Fastball outside. Ball one. George Majorkurt calling balls and strikes. Bill Summers umpiring at first. George Barr second. Al Hubbard at third. Outfield pulled over toward left for Gordon. In comes the next pitch to Joe. He takes it. Strike one. It's called. Fastball right over there. Letter high. 1-1 to count on the Yankee second baseman. One out. Nobody aboard. Bill Dickey's on deck. Gordon batting. BC ready. Here's his pitch. Gordon takes a sweeping curve low inside. Ball two. 2-1 to count now. Art Fletcher's pushing back at third. Earl Combs back at first for the Yankees. Both of them hollering up to Bill Gordon's plate. Beasley all set. Here's his pitch. Gordon swings and smacks one in one. Hop to Kowalski at third. Whitey takes it, throws over the hop. In time for the out. Full hop off the bag just for a moment, but he managed to step back on it ahead of Gordon. So there's two outs as Gordon grounds out Kowalski to hop. Coming up now is Bill Dickey. He's rounded out to Jimmy Brown the second inning. And number four to play in the fourth. Bill backs him left-handed. 2-2 to score. Last half of the sixth inning. Dickey steps in. Beasley just his step. Puts the ball out of his glove. As a sign from his battery mate. Into the wind-up, and here's the pitch to Dickey. It's outside. Ball one. Jerry Figgy is on deck to hit next if Dickey gets on base. Crowd has settled down rather quiet at the moment. Watching this thrilling struggle out here, this bitter struggle. In comes the pitch. Dickey swings and fouls the pitch right at the plate. Strike one. 1-1 to count. Watch triple kicks the ball up, hands it to George Macy first. George gives it to once over lightly, says it's all right. Ball stays in the game. One ball, one strike, and the Yankee catches. Earl Dickey. One of the greatest catches of all time. Beasley all set. Overhand, change of pace, pitches outside. Ball two. 2-1. Beasley hits his up his trousers, goes to the balls and dives, looks around to afterwards. Benny Southworth did a magnificent job in that last inning of calming down the young right-hander in that tough spot. Here's the pitch to Dickey. Swung on. There's the drive going deep out the right field. Carter getting back. Getting back. He's getting under it and makes the catch for the out. So that's all for the Yankees in the last of the six. No runs, no hits, no errors. The ball left on. Out and out of. And the total, two runs for the Cardinals. Six hits. Three errors. Four left on. The Yankees, two runs. Five hits. One error. And five men left on base. That ends the sixth inning. 50% of every ship, tank, and gun is made from scrap metal. Your country needs all your old metal, rubber, rags, manila rope, burnout bags to make war materials. So round up your junk. Sell it to a dealer. Give it to a charity. Or take it wherever you see the red, white, and blue official Salvage Depot sign. Throw your step into the fight. Well, we're getting into the latter stages of this game that may be the decisive game of the 1942 World Series. A break either way now may turn the tide. Score is tied. A little different spelling on that one. 2-2 as we go into the first half of the seventh inning with Kowalski, Marion, and Beasley, the first three men to face Charlie Rapping. Kowalski popped out in the second inning. Joe Gordon and flagged to Charlie Keller in the fifth. In person, getting himself around Tipper, drove one high and deep into the left field stand, just curved foul over the poles that disappeared into the stand. Drives a long ball, outfield playing him toward left. 2-2 the score, remember. First half of the seventh inning. Veteran Charlie Rapping into the windup. In comes the pitch to Kowalski. Inside, ball one. Backing Kowalski away from the plate, out of the batter's box. Blows in his pitching hand. Now he's ready to work. Into an easy windup. Flat on pitch. Inside. Ball two. 2-0 to count on Kowalski. Ball game is to the stage now where you can't afford to let anybody get away from you. Kowalski stands ahead of Rapping. 2-0. In comes the pitch. Strike one call. He got that outside corner. Fastball. 2 balls, one strike.
Borowski takes a look at Billy Southworth, working at third. The hitter takes time. Nothing easily into the windup. Here's his pitch. It's swung on. It's a high pop-up foul back to first. He may go into the stands pretty. He's racing over near the field boxes. He leans in, but he can't make the catch. He came very close to getting himself in that ball, however. Strike two. 2-2 the count. Foul went just to the right of the Cardinal dugout. Cardinal dugout is really alive. All the boys out on the top step, hollering. Ruffing goes to the rosin bag. Has a new ball working on a little bit. Borowski steps out of the batter's box, gets a little ball in his hand. The ball game is waxing tougher and tougher as we go right down to the final wire. 2-2 the count. Ruffing set. Here's his pitch to Borowski. Swung on, there's a line drive, but foul in the left field stand. He hit it well. Hopefully, he scattered away from that one. Borowski pulled it too much. Vicious line drive. And another new ball into play. Whitey Borowski leading off of the Cardinals, first half of the seventh inning. A 2-2 ball game, all tied up. Ruffing set for the next pitch, here it is. Borowski swings and smacks another one foul down the third baseline, in between Billy Southworth and third base. Ball comes off the little wall out there, out in the left field. Charlie Keller field just throws it in the big foul Hubbard. Umpire back to third. Ruffing wanders in back the hill, looking around the outfield. Kicks his earth mark, some of the rubber, blows in his pitching hand. Rubbing up the top of the ball right now. Whitey Borowski digging into the plate. As that bat cocked up over his right shoulder, waiting to pitch. Here it comes. Swung on, there's the drive out in the center field. DiMaggio lazily under it, and he makes the catch for the out. And there's one away now for the Cardinals in the first half of the seventh inning. Stepping into bat is Martin Marion. Fouled out to Jerry Priddy in the third inning. Lines Roy Cullenbine in the fifth. Loose-limbed right-handed hitter steps in with that two-tone bat. The only player so far in the series has used that type of bat. Not that it's any different than the other bat other than following. Red Ruffing's first pitch to Marion. Strike one called. Over half speed ball came in over that inside corner. Outfield playing Marion to hit for all fields. Good to start playing him straight away. Ruffing into the windup, comes in with a slow pitch which is fouled off to the left of the plate, just missing the upper deck and dropping down below. Strike two. So Ruffing stands ahead of Marion. No balls, two strikes. Crowd laying back rather silent, awaiting the big break that must come one way or another before the issue is decided here in this ball game. Ruffing all set, throws. Marion takes a fast throw outside. Ball one. One ball, two strikes from the Cardinals shortstop. One out, nobody on. Seventh inning, score tied 2-2. Johnny Beasley's on deck. Jimmy Brown, who will follow him, is in the batter's circle. Ruffing all set again. As he sticks, side on change of pace, swung on, lifted foul over near the Cardinal dugout. Dickey after but can't get it, drops into the stand just behind the St. Louis dugout. One ball, two strikes, still the time. Ruffing feeding there, right a slow step. Wasted the pass outside the curve, then came back pulling the string, hoping to get Marion on it. Almost did, but Marty managed to get enough of the bat on to foul it off. So Red is out there working hard, bearing down. This is a must game for the Yankees. Yankees right-hander in this windup. Here's a pitch to Marion. Swung on and fouled off again. Another one of those slow pitches. Comes off to the left of the screen, down below. Crowd getting quite a chuckle out of it. Getting a kick out of one fan down below to the right, too. Stands up and hollers in a screamy sort of voice. Nothing checks the time, Dickey. One out, nobody on. First up, seventh inning, score tied 2-2. Left and wind up, here's the pitch. Marion swings and hits the pop-up. Out in the short left, Phil Rizzuto racing out. Keller coming in. Phil says he has it, and he makes the catch for the out. So there are two down for the Cardinals in the first half of the seventh inning. And here's young Johnny Beasley stepping in. Getting a nice round of applause from the fans. He's done a magnificent job. In trouble, but getting out of it. Beasley took a third call strike in the third inning and then punched a single to right in the fifth, breaking his bat in the process. Ruffing first pitch to Beasley, swung on and missed, strike one. Gallerini swings from the heels. Tom Carr for a moment steps out of the batter's box, extracts his handkerchief from his right hip pocket, dries the palms of his hands, now steps back into hitting position. Ruffing all set for the next pitch to Beasley. It is. Beasley swings and he misses. Strike two, the fast inside pitch up under the hand. Seems as if he's swung the bat in self-defense more than anything else. Here's that quick shot. Ruffing is taking his time, standing out in back of the rubber, rubbing up to cover the ball, looking around out in the right field. Turns around, faces in plate. Two out, nobody on. Ruffing into the windup. Here's his pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike three. That's out number three for Ruffing. Out in order for the Cardinals in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And the score, end of six and a half innings, still tied, 2-2. Say, if you've never heard of a Vickers hardness tester, it's not surprising. There's only a handful of these costly laboratory instruments in the whole country. Yet, Gillette uses three of them in daily production to check the temper. Here's one good reason. Gillette Blue Blades far outlast the ordinary kind. This fifth game of the 1942 World Series comes to you from the Yankee Stadium in New York City. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification.
WGN, the voice of the people, Chicago.
Coming into the last half of the seventh inning of this fifth game of the World Series, score is tied at 2-2. We'll have the lower part of the Yankee batting order coming up, Pitty and Ruffing. Then we'll pick up Phil Rizzuto. It'll be the top of the batting order for the Cardinals when we go into the first half of the eighth inning. Pitty bats him right-handed. He walked in the third inning, grounded out to Marty Marion in the fifth. Johnny Beasley, standing on the rubber, looks in to get the sign from Walker Cooper. Starts his windup, and in comes the pitch. Pitty takes one high inside, ball one. There's the rhythmic applause by Yankee supporters calling for a rally. Beasley pitches, Pitty swings and sends the bounder out toward short. Marion comes in, picks it up on a nice hop, throws the hop in time for the out. One up and one away for the Yankees in the last half of the seventh inning. Here's Charlie Ruffing coming up. Bunted into a double play in the third inning, singled in the fifth. Getting a nice round of applause, too. Right-handed. Beasley all set. Rocks in the box. Here's his pitch. Ruffing takes it. The curveball low. Ball one. One ball, no strike. Outfield playing Ruffing. Step or so toward right and center and right. Watching him to hit to left center. Beasley taking his time. Nice steps his next pitch to Red Ruffing. It is. Charlie swings and drives one foul back to first base, going into the right field stands. In the upper deck, the fan in the box tried to make the catch and dropped it, and it went on down below in the lower stand. 1-1 the count on the Yankee pitcher. Beasley, after having trouble in the fourth and fifth innings, settled down. He came out of a terrific jam in that fifth inning. In comes the pitch, Ruffing swings and fouls it back. Strike two. Bases were loaded on Beasley in the fifth with only one out. Columbine and DiMaggio coming up, and he got rid of the two batters without permitting a run. Final right-hander into his windup. Overhand fastball, strike three. Over that outside corner. Ball. Ruffing started to swing, checked it, but up went George Majorcarp with the right hand anyway. That's the second strikeout for Johnny Beasley. Two away, and here's little Phil Rizzuto, who started the Yankees off in the first inning by lining a home run into the left field stand. Fly to Terry Moore in the third, but safe on an error by Johnny Hopp in the fifth. Fell back to right-handed. Two out, nobody aboard, last half of the seventh inning. Beasley pitches, Rizzuto looks at an outside one, ball one. Red Roth is on deck, will hit next if Rizzuto gets on base. Little Phil has been a big figure in this series. Next pitch to him, outside, ball two. 2-0 time in the Yankee shortstop. Whitey Kraske's in close to third to watch for that bunt. Not playing in quite as close as he has been, but still close enough. Outfield over toward left. Leaves are working fast now. Comes in with the pitch, and it's in there for a called strike. 2-1. 2-2 the score. Last half of the seventh inning. Lucy looks for the sign, has it. Here's his pitch to Rizzuto. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Still cut hard. 2-2 the count now. Rizzuto steps out of the batter's box for a moment, gets a little dirt on his hands. Back into hitting position he goes. Beasley just as cat takes the ball out of his glove. Starts his windup, rocks in the box. Overhand, fastball low, ball three. So the string has run out on Rizzuto, 3-2. Beasley backs up off the rubber a little bit, picks up the rosin bag, throws it down, kicks the rubber. And looks in, checking the sign with his battery mate. Rizzuto digs in, awaiting the payoff pitch. Here it is. Fails, swings, and sends a ground ball out toward short. Pass Marion out to center field for a base hit. Terry Moore fields the ball in the row, boosts it momentarily, but picks it up quickly to throw in the second. And Rizzuto holds on at first with a single to center. His second hit of the ball game and his eighth of the series. He's the number one man in hit production. Has more hits than anyone else. Came up to today's game batting at 353. So there are two outs. Rizzuto on at first base, and the batter, Red Ralph. Ralph grounded out to Jimmy Brown in the first inning. Beat out a drag bunt in the fourth, to save from an error by Jimmy Brown in the fifth. Bat from left-handed, chokes his bat about 2 inches or so. Rizzuto leads off first. There's a quick throw over to first. Rizzuto comes back safely. Still danced off the bag like he might try to go down. Try to steal second. There's another quick throw over to first, but not in time. Johnny Beasley is trying to hold Phil on. Phil has stolen 2 bases in the series. Struck by Beasley. Here's the pitch. It's right through there for a called strike. With 2 outs, the man on first. It's entirely possible that field sign might be given out. That would put a runner in scoring position. So Beasley's trying to hold Rizzuto as close to first base as possible. Johnny hops on the bag there with him. Beasley takes his stretch, checks Rizzuto. Here's the pitch to Ralph, and it's high for ball one. 1-1 the count and the Yankee third baseman. Roy Cullenbein is on deck. He'll hit next if Ralph gets on base. Red steps out of the batter's box, checks with Aunt Fletcher at third for any sign. Beasley all set now. Takes his stretch. Here's his pitch. Ralph swings and drives one in deep right field. Ina Slaughter racing way back for it. He's going to get under it, and he makes the catch for the out. And so that's all for the Yankees in the seventh. No runs, one hit, no cardinal errors, one left on. And the score at the end of 7 innings, 2-2. That ends the 7th inning. Right across the nation, men and women are waging the greatest conservation campaign this country has ever known. Americans are doing without many things and learning to make other things give double service. Now, here's a good way to get extra shaves from every Gillette blade you use. It's something like crisscrossing the tires on your automobile for extra mileage. You see, today's Gillette Blue Blade has marks resembling the Roman numerals 1 and 2 on the end. You can spot them readily without taking the blade out of your razor. Thus, it's easy to distinguish between the edges and give both equal use. And that's the point. Give both edges equal use by shaving one side of your face with one edge, the opposite side with the other. This way, you get a number of additional shaves from every Gillette Blue Blade. And that saves blades, saves steel, saves money. Here are your 7-inning totals. Cardinals 2 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors, 4 left on. The Yankees 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 error, 6 men left on base. And so we're set now for the first half of the 8th inning. And brother, don't you think the tension isn't terrific? Cardinals need but this game to win the World Series. The Yankees need this game to keep the series going. And here we are, all jammed up and deadlocked at 2-2, going into the first half of the 8th, with the top of the batting order for the Cardinals. It's Jimmy Brown leading off. Terry Moore will follow Benigna Slaughter. And the veteran, Red Ruffing, trying to keep his teammates in the running, goes into the windup, and here's the pitch to Jimmy Brown. And it's strike one call, a fastball right through the middle. Jimmy Brown walked in the first inning, had an infield hit in the third, popped out to Red Ruff in the fifth. switch hitter bats left-handed against right-handed pitching. Ralph in close to third to watch a bunt. Roughing into the windup, here's the pitch. Jimmy Brand swings and smashes it. Pass the zero out in the left field for a base hit. Keller comes up to the ball, throws into second, and Jimmy Brown drives the single between Ralph and Rizzuto in the left for his second hit of the ball game. And the seventh for the Cardinals. That brings to the plate Terry Moore, who struck out in the first inning, fly to Kellenbein in the third, and singled him up in the sixth. That's a right-handed. Ralph in close on the grass, prepared to watch for the bunt. Brown moves off first, to set by Ruffing. In comes the pitch. Moore shortens up. Bunt toward first. Pretty comes up to the ball. His throw is to Gordon at first in time for the out, with Brown being sacrificed to second. So the Cardinals now have the potential tie-breaking run in scoring position on second base, with Enos Slaughter stepping in. Slaughter hit into a double play in the first inning, hit a home run in the fourth inning, a tremendous toss deep into the right field stand, lower deck. He singled the right in the sixth inning. Bats him left-handed. On deck is Dan Musial. The Red Ruffing is in hot water. One out. Jimmy Brown on second base. And Enos Slaughter the batter. One of the toughest hitters for pitcher to face. Ruffing takes the stretch, steps down, pitches to Slaughter. Strike one, it calls, fastball over the outside corner. Ruffing bombs the ball around his pitching glove, blows in his hand. What's going to get down from Dickey? Takes the stretch, Jimmy Brown wanders off second base. There's a pitch to Slaughter, swung on, it's a high pop-up floating foul back to third, it's going to go into the stand. Just misses the upper deck and drops down below. Strike two. No balls, two strikes. Country side of the batter. One out. Jimmy Brown on second base. Four tied. 2-2. All the Cardinals out in front of the dugout in the top step. And certainly watching the action. Hensley and Gomez over in the left-hand corner of the Yankee dugout. And Selkirk in the right-hand corner. Ruffing taking his time. Now he's ready. Takes the stretch. Brown moves off second. Here's the pitch. Slaughter takes it inside. Ball one. One ball, two strikes to time on the Cardinal right fielder. And you can just feel the seething tenseness throughout thousands of people here at the stadium today. They're comparatively quiet. They're just waiting, anticipating something. Wondering when it's going to happen, because something must happen sometime or other. Before the afternoon is over. In comes a pitch for Slaughter. High outside. Ball two. 2-2 to count. Red Ruffing. Working methodically and carefully on Slaughter. Realizing his propensity as a big touch hitter. And a great hitter all the way around. Two balls, two strikes to count. Jimmy Brown again moves off second base. Ruffing taking his time, looks at Brown. Brown steps back towards second. Ruffing still looking at him, taking too much time, and Slaughter steps down to the batter's box. Time has been called for the moment. Yes, sir, these boys out here really batting away. Now all set, Ruffing into the stretch. In comes the pitch to Slaughter. Swung on, it's a pop-up. Out toward short. Well, Rizzuto is getting under it. Brown goes back to second. Rizzuto waiting, and he makes the catch for the out. And they're two down. And the batter, Dan Musial, who popped out to Rizzuto in the second inning. Fly to DiMaggio in the fourth. Popped to Rizzuto in the sixth. And is in just the spot. Very same sort of spot that Musial came up in the second game of the World Series. In the eighth inning. Memory serves me correctly. With a man in scoring position and got a single. Well, sent the Cardinals out in front. Here's the pitch. He swings and fouls it off of the left of the plate. Strike one. There were two outs. When he got the base hit that drove in the run that won the ball game. Score was tied at 3-3 at that time, you remember. Charlie Keller had just delivered a home run in the first half of the eighth inning. Tied up. And then with two outs in the last half of that eighth inning. And a man in scoring position, Stan Musial drove one right through the middle. Right out of the second base. And that proved to be the winning run. Ruffing takes his stretch pitches. Musial swings and sends a bounder out toward second. Gordon comes up with it, throws to Pretty in time for the out. So that's all for the Cardinals' threat in the eighth inning. No runs, one hit, no Yankee errors. One man left on for St. Louis. Score still tied, Jim, of 7.5. And that ends the first half of the eighth inning. You know, shaving can be a tough job unless you go about it the easy way. And fans, I'm telling you, that's the all Gillette way. Now, here's what I mean by the all Gillette shave. You use the Gillette blue blade in your Gillette razor, of course. But first, you prepare your beard with Gillette shaving cream, either lather or brushless. Which type do you like? Take your pick. Either of these Gillette creams is top by all odds. Gillette lather cream contains three beneficial oils and saturates your beard with a rich, creamy lather that stays moist all the while you're shaving. Gillette brushless holds the water, too. Softens beard in a jiffy. It's greaseless, has a pleasant scent, and can't clog razor or drain. So for the peaks of shaving luxury, ask for Gillette shaving cream, lather or brushless, 25 cents. Now we're all ready for the last half of the eighth inning. Four ties, 2-2. Roy Cullenbine leads off for the Yankees. Then will come Joe DiMaggio. He will be followed by Charlie Keller. Young Johnny Beasley on the hill. Just going to get that sign from Arthur Cooper. Cullenbine hit this in three times at bat. Beasley into the windup. Pitches. Cullenbine takes it. Strike one call. Fastball over the inside corner. Cullenbine grounded out to Hoff in the first inning. Fly to Terry Moore in the fourth. And popped out to Marty Marion in the fifth. Final right-hander into the windup. Here's his pitch. High outside. Ball one. Sort of a half-speed ball. 1-1 the count now in Cullenbine. Outfield very deep. Terry Moore, step or two toward right. Enos caught a very deep right field. Enos watching Cullenbine to slash left center. Beasley throws. Cullenbine looks at a high one outside for ball two. Ball popped out of the middle of Walker Cooper. Rolls over near Joe DiMaggio in the batter's circle. Cooper goes over to pick it up. 2-1 the count on Cullenbine. Last half of the eighth inning. Four tied, 2-2. Beasley starts his windup. In comes the pitch to Cullenbine. Roy swings and grounds one foul down the first baseline behind Earl Combs. Ball turns off the field box barrier. Johnny Hopp takes it, flips it over to Bill Summers, umpiring first base. Going through the count. Beasley taking his time. Eyes all set. Cullenbine digs in. Here's a pitch. It's swung on to bounder. Hits to Hop. He boots it for a moment. Picks it up. A race for the bag. Clips through Beasley just in time for the out. Hop tried to race Cullenbine to the bag, but thought he might not be able to make it. Then flips to Beasley. He covered first in time for out number one. Coming up now is Joe DiMaggio. DiMaggio flied to Terry Moore in the first inning. Single to left in the fourth to drive in a run. Hit to Sarowski in the fifth inning. For a fourth play at third, Sarowski on the system. One away. Johnny Keller's on deck. DiMaggio up there. Beasley into his windup. In comes the pitch. First curve swung on the drive. The deep left center, Sam Musial, racing wheel. He's going to get under it, and he makes the catch. The ball took a certain swerve down, but he held on to it. There's a 375-foot drive in the deep left center. Musial dashed way back. Got in front of the ball at the last second. It dipped. Sort of Fisher fashion. But Musial followed the ball all the way and grabbed it for the out. There are two down. And here's Charlie Keller. Grounded out to Jimmy Brown in the second inning. Single to right in the fourth. And flying to Musial in the sixth. Four side at 2-2. Keller digs in. First pitch to Charlie. Swung on, he missed. Strike one. He really swung from the heels on that one. No doubt about what he was trying to do. We're all set again. Pitches. Keller swings and hits a high hopper down toward first. Beasley takes the ball and steps on first for the out. It was a high, slow hopper down the first baseline. Johnny Hopp had to come in from a deep first. Beasley went streaking over toward the bag to be in position to cover. And suddenly he stepped in front of Hopp as he was going at top speed, grabbed the ball, and in all the same momentum went on across first base to retire Keller. And so at the end of eight innings, we're all tied up, 2-2. Hitting set for the ninth. You know, every Gillette Blue Blade is ground and honed in filtered oil. And this is just one of the costly, exclusive processes involved in producing the smoothest finish, easiest skating edges ever known. Well, here we go. End of the ninth inning. It may or may not be the last inning of the ball game. It may or may not be the last inning of the 1942 World Series. All we can do is sit here and watch and tell you what happened. It'll be Rossi Cooper leading off. Johnny Hopp will follow, and then Whitey Karofsky. And the last of the ninth, Gordon, Dickey, and Quitty. So that's the picture, quickly and briefly, as we get set for this all-important ninth inning. Cooper batting right-handed. Red Ruffing goes into the windup. Here's the pitch to Cooper. Strike one call, slow curve over the outside corner. Cooper single the center in the second. Grounded out, Quitty unassisted in the fourth. Fly to Kellenbein in the sixth. Batting right-handed. Ruffing into the windup. Here's his pitch. High inside. Ball one. 1-1 the count. Crowd is doubled up in anticipation, in tenseness, and excitement. Ready to boil over at the first opportunity. Ruffing pitches. Cooper swings and fouls it off high to the left of our booth into the upper deck. Strike two. New ball in play. One ball, two strikes. Taking his time, nice set into his windup. Here's the pitch to Cooper. Swung on, there's a drive over second base for a base hit. DiMaggio fields the ball in the roll, throws into second, and Walker Cooper lines a single to center to start the ninth inning for the Cardinals. That brings to the plate Johnny Hopp. Hopp back and left-handed. Great drag bunt at it. Red Ralph comes in on the grass at third to watch for the bunt. Ruffing throws the ball in to Dickey, wants a new one and gets it. That's the eighth Cardinal hit off Ruffing. Solid single to center by Walker Cooper. Cooper leads off first. Ruffing takes the stretch, checks the runner. Here's a pitch to Hopp. He shortens up and takes it outside for ball one. Tried to bunt but changed his mind. Little activity in the Yankee bullpen. Mighty Klaski is on deck. Ruffing takes a stretch. Here's the pitch. Hop bunt set. Fouls it right at the plate. Strike one. 1-1 the count. Ruffing kicks the dirt flat in front of the hill. He walks back to the top of it. Bill Dickey walks around and back to the plate. Johnny Hopp is out of the batter's box for a moment, looking at Billy Southworth. Nine steps in. Ralph comes in way on the grass. Cooper leads off first. Quitty on the bag, losing the stretch by Ruffing. Here's the pitch. Hopp turns up, bunts out in front of the plate. Ruffing goes in, picks the ball up. His play must be to first to Gordon in time for the out, where Cooper taking second on the play. And that play was rather close at first because Hopp is a speed boy. Ruffing took his time throwing over and just did get the ball over ahead of the runner. And here's Whitey Karofsky stepping in. Pop to Gordon in the second, slide to Keller in the fifth, and to DiMaggio in the seventh. Karofsky batting right-handed. One out, potential tie-breaking run, and possible winning run on its second base in scoring position. Time call for the moment. Ruffing wants a new ball and gets it. First half of the ninth inning. 2-2 the score. Walker Cooper on second base. One out. Whitey Karofsky the batter to be followed by Marty Marion. Ruffing rubbing up to cover that ball. Just his cap. Steps on the rubber. Bill Dickey into the crowd. Back to the plate. Giving the sign to Red. Ruff all set. Takes a stretch. In comes the pitch. Karofsky takes one low. Ball one. Fast ball. Yankee right-hander taking lots of time in a tough spot. Into his stretch. Here's his pitch. Perhaps he swings and drives one. Foul up into the upper deck, back at third. One and one to count on Kurowski. Time to call for the moment. The ball bounded off the barrier, the upper deck, and rolled out in the left field. The game held up until Charlie Carrick come in and throw the ball over to Cal Hubbard. Ruffing goes over the rising bag. That steps up on the hill. Rossi Cooper leads off second. One out. Kurowski the batter. Stretched by Ruffing. Here's the pitch. Kurowski swings and drives one deep left field. Going, 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 going. It is gone. In there for a home run for Randy Kurowski. And Randy Kurowski crosses the plate after having hit a home run. He was denied earlier in the game on his tremendous drive, went to the left of the foul pole. This time it was not to be denied, and drove one just inside the foul pole for a home run, throwing Walker Cooper ahead of him and putting the Cardinals out in front 4-2. And that may be it. That may be the blow. Here is Marty Marion. First pitch, right through there for a called strike. That may be the blow that sends the World Championship flag flying at Portland Park in St. Louis. At the moment, it's flying at the Yankee Stadium. Ruffing's next pitch to Marion. He shortens up, takes it over the outside corner for a called strike. No balls, two strikes. That's the third home run hit in the game. Lauder and Kurowski for the Cardinals, Rizzuto for the Yankees. Ruffing into the windup again. Here's the pitch to Marion. Swung on. It's a high pop-up near the mound. Dickey is out under it, waiting for the ball to come down, and he makes the catch for the out. So Marion pops out to Dickey in fair territory in front of the plate. For the second out, up comes Johnny Beasley. Bats him right-handed. Struck out twice and singled once in this game. Ruffing pitches. Beasley swings and misses. Strike one. 4-2 now favor the Cardinals. First half of the ninth inning. Ruffing throws. Beasley swings and hits a high pop-up out into short center. Rizzuto drifts out, getting under it, and makes the catch for the out. And so for the Cardinals in the ninth. Two runs, two hits, no Yankee errors, nobody left on base. So we come into the last half of the ninth inning with Gordon, Dickey, and Fitty. Coming up, Johnny Beasley, 3 outs away from pitching the St. Louis Cardinals to the World Championship. Joe Gordon will lead off, Bill Dickey will follow, then will come Jerry Fitty. So the Cardinals on the verge of making World Series history. After having lost the opening game, they stretch back viciously to take the next three, and now are but 3 outs away from making it 4 straight over the Yankees. Beasley numbering up on the mound. Joe Gordon standing just to the left of home plate, ready to step in. Whitey Kurowski, who was denied a home run earlier in the game on his tremendous drive, just went foul, came through at a more opportune moment for the Cardinals. In the ninth inning, score tied at 2-2 and one made aboard. Into the left field stands it went, and the Cardinals lead 4-2. And here's Gordon stepping in. Johnny Beasley goes into the windup. Here's the pitch to Joe. Gordon swings and misses. Strike one. Gordon grounded out to Marion in the second. Struck out in the fourth. and grounded out to Kurowski in the sixth. Beasley rocks in the box as he goes into the windup. Here's the pitch. Gordon swings and fouls it off into the upper deck. Strike two. No balls, two strikes. Joe Gordon the batter. Johnny Beasley standing ahead of him. Young right-hander for the Cardinals goes into the windup. Here's the next pitch to Gordon. Joe takes it inside. Ball one. One ball, two strikes to count. Young Beasley all set. Here's his pitch. Gordon swings and drives one out in the left field, and Musial's after, but can't get it. It's in there for a base hit. Musial takes it in one hop, throws quickly in the second, and Gordon holds it first with a single to left. And here's Bill Dickey coming up. The paid attendance today, 69,052. Total receipt, $266,858. So, we're ready here right now. Dickey up. In comes the pitch to Bill. Strike one call over the inside corner. For the third straight game at the stadium, it's been better than 69,000 people. 4-2, favor the Cardinals, last of the ninth. Joe Gordon on his first base. Bill Dickey the batter. Jerry Pretty on deck. Beasley stretches pitches. Dickey moves away from one inside. Ball one. The ball rolled a foot or two away from Mark Cooper, but not far enough to permit Joe Gordon to take any chance of going down. One ball, one strike. Dickey the batter. Last half of the ninth. Cardinals out in front. 4-2. Beasley takes his stretch pitches. Dickey swings and sends a bounder out to Jimmy Brown. Brown beats it, and all hands are safe. Jimmy Brown has been charged with an error. We have a runner for Dickey. That's Strainback. Strainback is going in to run for Dickey. Jerry Pitty's up. 4-2 favorite titles, last of the ninth. Beasley stretches pitches. Inside ball, and there's a throw down the second base, and out at second is Gordon. Tipper cut loose with a beautiful throw to Marty Marion, who put the ball on Joe Gordon, trying to dive back into second, and Gordon was cut off and has run away. With the sacrifice on, Gordon took a big lead off second. Pretty shortened up the bunt, but the pitch was inside. He took it, and Tipper, without hesitating even a fraction of a second, cut loose with an accurate, fiery throw right down to Marty Marion, and Joe Gordon was cut off second base. So there's one out. Came back on first, stretched by Beast with the pitch to Pretty. Right one at Paul, right through there. Joe Gordon took a headlong dive in between the legs of Marty Marion, trying to get back to the bag, but he couldn't do it. Beasley again takes the stretch, checks the runner, pitches. Low inside for ball two. 2-1 on Pretty. Last half of the ninth inning. Cardinals 4, Yankees 2. Strainback takes the lead off first. Beasley stretches, pitches. Pretty swings and puts a looping foul ball back at first. Johnny Hopps going over, but he can't get it. Into the sand. Down to 2-2 now on Pretty. George Kelchuk is in the batter's circle and may hit for Red Ruffle. 2-2 to count. Beasley taking his time right now. As he finds his slipper, takes his stretch. In comes the pitch. Pretty swings and hits a little pop-up to Jimmy Brown, who falls down. He makes the catch. Has no chance to make a play at first. His fame back comes back to first base. Little looping fly ball over the head of Beasley, which Jimmy Brown dashed in for and took just a couple of inches off the ground for the second out. And here's George Selkirk coming up to bat for Charlie Ruffing. One out between the Cardinals and their World Championship. Sonny Southworth in a little conference with Mike Gonzalez now runs out the mound to talk to Johnny Beasley. They probably were discussing just how to pitch to Selkirk. There was two outs here in the last half of the ninth. Cardinals out in front 4-2. Selkirk up to bat for Ruffing. Little conference at the mound. Southworth talking to Beasley. Well, Clipper out there. Now Southworth goes back to the Cardinal dugout. Clipper back to the plate. And George Selkirk steps in to pinch hit for Ruffing. All the fans are standing up to have a good look at what may be the last play of the 1942 World Series. The pitch is swung on to ground ball, hits down towards second, bounds up, and it throws to Hop, and the World Series is over. Are dancing out on the field, mobbing the Cardinals. The Cardinals players are happy. They're hilarious. They're slapping each other in the back. They all went out to grab Johnny Beasley. And it's a bedlam of excitement so far as the St. Louis Cardinals are concerned. World champions of 1942. The Bill Thorum is shouldering his way through the press section and will be here just a moment to microphone for his summary of today's game. Before Bill settles himself and his seat takes over, I'm anxious once more to register a most important point. Today, Gillette's production is cut way down by government order to save steel. At the same time, military requirements are constantly going up, so the supply of razor blades for civilian use is growing more and more limited. Therefore, when you buy Gillette Blue Blades, please restrict yourself to a limited quantity and use them thriftily. By all means, don't stock up, even though you may have done so before, and be really tight with every blade, getting the maximum number of comfortable shaves. And speaking of comfortable shaves, I'm again bearing down on this fact. In all the world, there isn't another blade as sharp, as easy shaving, or as long-lasting as today's Gillette Blue Blade. Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. It's all over but the shouting, and the shouting is really going on, especially in the Cardinal Clubhouse. But here to give you his observations, his analysis, at this final game of the 1942 World Series is the best man I know to give you an analysis and bring you up to date on the whys and wherefores and how come. Bill Thorum.
Well, the best analysis I know, Mel, it was in the cards and it had to come out. This ball club started on August the 4th to drive to the World Championship, and when they got within one game yesterday, I don't think anything was going to stop them. Not even the superb, the wonderful pitching of Red Ruffing, one of the great masters of the game, pitching baseball as good as he ever pitched in his entire career, couldn't beat him back today. And this story will make great reading in Reading, because a fellow named Whitey Karofsky, with a bone out of his arm, a fellow who actually perhaps shouldn't be playing baseball, broke it up because he was a Cardinal playing as the Cardinals play. I never saw anything more typical than the throw from Walker Cooper through to Marion to catch that runner off second base in the ninth inning. Of the way these Cardinals go, they just won't stop. The Yankees fought them back and beat them back and did everything that a ball club could do, but that's the way this bunch of kids play. You can't head them off. They just keep coming at you, and certainly today, game boy Johnny Beasley, well, he was just all the pitchers in the world. I mean, I don't, in this time of war, like to say anything about courage and things like that in athletics. But that fella had a heart as far as sports go. Well, it just made you stand and cheer. He actually really had to give the Yankees, the mighty Yankees, six outs in the fifth inning, and yet he did it and turned them back without a run. Imagine that. The bases loaded, errors behind him, so it looked as if his ball club was actually going to crack wide open, and he just stood out there, this 21 or 22-year-old kid from down in Tennessee, and pitched such baseball that it made your heart warm, making the two best hitters on the Yankee ball club in such a spot, or two of the best, I should say, to make that absolutely correct, go out harmlessly when his ball game was at stake. Had it not been for those errors, the Cardinals probably would have won a little bit easier and less spectacularly, But that's the way it went, and the Yankees made some two, you know, at least one in a critical spot. It was a home run ball game today, whereas we hadn't had any home runs before. I believe that in every last inning they played, to show you again the typical way the Cardinals go at this game, in every last inning they played, they scored their last time at bat. Now, they didn't have to come to bat in the ninth inning once in St. Louis, but they did score in the eighth, and they won here in the ninth, starting off the Yankees with Peter Rizzuto's home run, the leading hitter of the series, I'm sure, with eight hits, and a ball player every step of the way here. The Yanks just tried everything they had in the box, but they couldn't beat back this bunch of kids. It was the old, old story, a truism, but the story of the series, youth will be served, and it was served here this afternoon. And as I say, you can't say too much in praise and credit for Southwest and for his team and for the spirit that carried him there, because it was the typical American spirit, the kind of spirit that will win this war for all of us, the kind of spirit that American boys have, and you have to give it to them, and to the victors belong the spoils, and they should have them. And the Yankees should also have all the praise that can be heaped on them for playing as only the Yankees will, right through to make this five-game series perhaps the most colorful and dramatic and tense in all the history of 39 World Series play. I tell you again, it just couldn't have been very much better, and this crowd is out there on the field still, with banners holding them up for the press box and ringing bells, and it was something to see. To me, it was dramatic, a little bit on the heart-touching side, to see Bill Dickey, my great and good friend, walking out probably for the last time to Red Ruffing to talk to him in those stretches out from behind the box, up the catcher's position in his own quiet way to talk to his old battery mate who had been there so many years serving him up to him. Two as fine fellas as ever played baseball. I think Dickey's going into service now, and if he isn't, he's getting almost through with his baseball career because of the march of the year. And the same is true of Ruffing, bidding for his eighth World Series victory here today. He came close, so very, very close, but the better team won, and the better team was the Cardinals. Now the totals, I just got here. I'll read them over for you. St. Louis, 4 runs, 9 hits. 4 errors, that's a lot of errors, and 5 men left. New York, 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, and 7 left. Repeating, 4-9-4-5 for the Cardinals. New York, 2-7-1-7. The time of the game was 1 hour and 58 minutes, and 69,052 people saw it. That's the story, Sam, and the 1942 World Series is in the book. But Gillette's Cavalcade of Sports goes on right through the year, bringing you the top events on the sports calendar month after month. Our next scheduled feature will be a banner line heavyweight boxing bout between Bob Pastor and Jimmy Bivens from the Cleveland Arena Tuesday, October the 20th. So tune in your mutual station at 10 p.m. Eastern Wartime, October the 20th, when Don Dumpy and yours truly, Bill Corum, will be at the mic to bring you a word picture of what promises to be a thrill-packed bout. Until then, smooth sailing, smooth shaving, and good afternoon from your host, the Gillette Safety Razor Company, Red Barber, Mel Allen, and Bill Corum. This is Mutual.
This is WGN, the voice of the people, Chicago.